Welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life, coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babe, welcome to today's episode. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to just be talking about my journey and I guess just telling you all about what I've been through. It's a little bit scary to tell you, but I want to do it because I just want you to see that I've been through stuff around food and my weight. And if I can overcome it, it doesn't matter where you are or who you are. I want you to know and I want you to believe that you can overcome it too. And so that's why I'm going to share this stuff with the world, even though for so many years I kept it hidden. I started a blog on emotional eating about 5 years ago, and I wanted to share with the world and connect with people who were going through the same thing. And I actually freaked out at one point and deleted the whole thing because I was so embarrassed that people would see that I'm some broken person or that I have issues. And now I'm a lot more confident with embodying the fact that people do have issues and it's okay to be real about it and to be vulnerable and to open up about it, because I think if more of us show a side of ourselves that's a bit more vulnerable, that we can connect with others and we can see that actually we're all the same, we're not so different from each other. So I hope that this episode can speak to you if you're currently going through some stuff and can help you in some way. Okay, so for those of you that don't know me, my name is Barbara Orban, and I'm a weight loss coach and expert, specifically around mindset and the law of attraction. So basically, my story starts from when I was a teenager, I'd say, my food and weight story. Prior to that point, I guess, like, I can't really say that I had much going on. I think that from a self-esteem point of view, I was a very shy child, very, very shy, timid, low self-esteem. I had a few memories of being bullied and picked on as a kid when I was in primary school. But I'm going to more talk about my journey from when I can remember that my food and weight situation changed. So when it all began for me was when I grew up as quite a skinny kid. I was like very slim and skinny, you know, just normal. I don't know. It was just normal for me. And then I went overseas with my family. And that was a really big shift for me, to be away from my friends and going to school. And I was doing like year 11 via distance education. And I didn't really notice, but I had a really large shift in my appetite for these emotional reasons. And And so without realizing, suddenly I was eating a lot more food and I was just in this different energetic state because I was not happy because I wasn't going to school anymore and I was at home and I was missing my friends, etc., etc. I felt really left out. Anyway, so I didn't really notice much from the food perspective. I always could eat whatever I wanted. So it wasn't anything that I was thinking of, but people around me started noticing that I was putting on weight, and I was really slim. It wasn't really anything like looking back, because I was a freaking teenager. Like, teenagers grow and their body starts changing, and this is just a normal, natural thing. But an adult brought it to my attention. And I'm not going to go into specifics of who, etc., etc. It was a family friend, pointed it out to me and said, "Wow, when you get back home, your mum's going to have to put you on a diet." And I can't remember exactly what else she said, but it was along the lines of, like, you know, "You're getting a bit fat," or look at your belly, because I think, like, I do tend to hold weight in the midsection if I put on weight, and in the face. And so... and I have quite small hips, so it was like quite noticeable. And I do get like that midsection around the hips and the belly. Even though my hips are quite small, my hips have, like, my whole life they've been small. I've had narrow hips. But anyway, she was like, "You know, your mom's going to have to put you on a diet. Look at your belly. Oh my God." You know, because I had the belly hanging over my tight little pants because I was wearing, obviously, like, I was so small, but I just had this gut like sitting over my pants. And I was so embarrassed, so, so embarrassed, especially because this lady, I actually looked at her in awe of her beauty. So, like, you know, some lady in her, I don't know, maybe 40s or something like that, like, but so stunningly beautiful. And her daughter was equally as stunning. So I would, like, look at them in awe of, "Oh my God, these people are so, so beautiful and they're so much better than me." That's what I was going through my head. Like, I'm not as pretty as them. I'm not as good as them. And so to have it come from somebody that I had looked at as, like, put on a pedestal and be like, "Oh my God, you know, this person is just, they just know what it's like to feel beautiful." And it was coming from that person. It made it really, really hard for me to come to terms with that. And I remember coming back and I was staying in the same room with my sister. We were sharing a room. And I was telling her, like, how upset I was. And then I asked her, you know, "Do I look fat?" I kept on asking her, and she was like trying to be really careful with her response. She was like, "You know, like, you're wearing really tight pants right now." So, you know, and I was like really upset, and I was like, "Oh my God, you know, my life is over." And, you know, a teenager, it's really hard when you're a teenager because your emotions are very heightened and everything's dramatic. So it was really hard for me. And then, I said to my sister, like, I've got to stop eating. And maybe this is a teenager thing too, and I guess my personality is like very dramatic and very all or nothing. It was like, I'm going to cause a scene now and I'm not going to eat, you know, because I need to fix this. And so I was like, I'm not going to eat. And my sister, because she's like 8 years older than me, so this older, wiser girl in her 20s is like, "No, like, don't stop eating. You're going to ruin your metabolism," she said. And I was like, "I don't care. Like, I just don't care. I just need to stop eating." And that pretty much marks the start of my disordered eating life. So then, like, I was looking through my diary just then, and I've written that I started Googling. I started Googling diets, and I was like, okay, so now I know what a diet is. Now I know how to go on a diet. And then I was writing, like, you know, I have to buy healthy food because all the food here is fattening. All of this food is fattening. And, like, obviously I started realizing that, you know, that there was differences in certain foods, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, I have to eat healthy. And then I do remember when I came back to Australia, I announced it to my mum that I was no longer eating her food, which was insane because my mum made the most healthiest home cooked meals. But because of all my Googling and et cetera, I was like, no, I have to go on protein shakes, and I started buying protein bars and protein shakes. And I remember even writing, like, I just read a diary entry that was like, ew, this protein shake is disgusting, but I have to be on a diet because I'm fat and blah blah blah. So it's really sad, because if that was me as a teenager, there's going to be other girls, and I know there's other girls out there that have been through that, either currently or when they were younger. And it's really sad that literally, like, you just Google diets and then you get all this insane, crazy information that is just so, it's so damaging to anyone who comes across this kind of stuff, and the mentality that they develop, and the poor relationship around food that it develops. Like, that's fattening, I can't eat that, or I'm on a diet, I shouldn't eat that, or I have to lose weight, so I'm not allowed to eat that. It's all of this kind of stuff that it puts into our heads, and it just creates this really poor relationship with food, and a sad vibe around food, and also a vibe of deprivation. So anyway, what happened after that, like, I just developed that dieting mentality after that, and I started having, like, I started not eating my mom's meals. I started going on protein shakes and like protein bars. I also, shock horror, started to develop digestive issues. It's not a coincidence that when I started rejecting certain foods, that my digestion started playing up, so much so that I didn't want to take lunch to school anymore because it made my stomach feel weird while I was at school. And also because of my whole dieting mentality, I thought, well, why don't I just not eat lunch? I just won't eat lunch, because that way, that's a great time for me to use. It takes advantage of some willpower, because if I don't have lunch at school and I don't take money with me to school so I can't buy lunch, then I'm forced to not be able to eat lunch. And I thought this was a great idea because I was so hungry at school and I couldn't do anything. I was so hungry at one point, I even ate just straight Vegemite. Like, because I was starving. For those of you that don't know, Vegemite is like an Australian spread, and it's not that nice to eat on its own, especially like a big chunk of it. But because there were times where I just didn't take my lunch to school, I ate straight Vegemite. And yeah, anyway, so like this was, you know, still in high school. Some days I'd just wake up and I'd eat just one apple for the whole day and be like, I've been good lately, so I'm allowed to eat this one apple. And I'd go to the gym and I'd exercise like crazy. Anyway, so then it did work for a while. Like, I got quite slim after that. But then, of course, started the binge eating. And the binge eating started, I started coming home from school and just wanting anything. And I'd make sandwiches, like really sweet sandwiches and put like jam and whatever I could get my hands on, basically, that was feeding this incredible desire to overeat because of all the starving that I had been doing and the dieting and the craziness that I was doing to myself. But basically then I started binge eating, and I don't know exactly when it all started or the exact time frames, etc., but I started thinking it was a good idea to become bulimic. So I also started Googling like all of these pro Anna websites and pro Mia, etc., etc., and I got really into this world of like them glamorizing eating disorders, and which is really sad that stuff is out there. And you know, women posting about how little they eat and how great it is, and I started getting tied into this world, and I started to I became bulimic. I would try not to eat, but then if I did, I'd throw it up. And then I think at that point I was still in high school, so it was easy, like I said, because I was able to not take lunch to school, and that way I was able to stay really, really slim because I wasn't taking lunch to school. And then when year 12 ended and I couldn't do that anymore, I found myself in a really uncomfortable situation. And I was dating a guy at the time from high school, and it's weird, like they all went away for schoolies. And I didn't want to go on schoolies. I stayed at home because I was afraid of like my whole habit that I had developed. And I was afraid of also being around like other girls that were really slim, because at that point I was really struggling. I was comparing myself to like the guy that I was dating. His ex-girlfriend was really like much skinnier than me, and I was like, no, like I can't be around her. I can't be around these people who are better than me. I can't be around these people who, because I was dating in my head, I was like, I'm dating this popular guy and I'm just not good enough, and I can't let them see the real me, or I'm not going to fit in, or I'm too shy. So I hid away. And then of course I was binge eating even more because I actually wanted to be around, like I wanted to go on schoolies. I wanted to have fun. And then when I came back, my boyfriend at the time was commenting on how I've put weight on, which was even more terrible because at the time I was throwing up even more than ever, and it was like, what on earth is going on? I'm not even eating, but I'm getting fatter, like as in I was binge eating, but I was throwing it all up. And then, you know, this is like around age 18, I was really just screwed up around food, and this was like the peak of my bulimia. And then that actually didn't go on for much longer because I decided, I was like, no, I don't want to be this person, like, and it's hurting my throat, like I can't do this anymore. And then I just stopped all by myself. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I started reading up on dieting and calories, and I wrote up, you know, all this, oh my god, dumb stuff on eating 1,000 calories a day, which is just insane. And I wrote out all these diets of how I'm going to start eating, you know, only this many calories a day, etc., etc. And then, okay, so this is like, it is getting embarrassing for me to say all this stuff, but the next phase that I went through was actually laxatives. So I went through a phase where I was like, okay, so if I eat salads from Monday to Friday, my stomach gets really bloated because I'm binge eating on salads. But if I eat salads from Monday to Friday and then on a Thursday onwards I start eating lots of laxatives, then by the weekend my stomach's flat. So I can binge eat on stuff at the start of the week, And then I feel better because I'm binging on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, on a Sunday night. And then by Friday, I've like had the laxatives and then I'm like good for the weekend. That was how I thought in my mind at the time, how it went. And I started dating a new guy at age 19 and I was seeing him on weekends. So this worked out perfect because then as soon as I stopped seeing him on a Sunday, I would start binging. My Sunday nights were a binge fest. And then I would look like a completely different person come Monday morning because my stomach would expand, like my gut would just hugely, because I was like starving so much for the weekend, you know, and I had the laxatives, and so my weight would just fluctuate like crazy in the span of just one day. And then of course, like, I couldn't bear to see this guy midweek. It was like, no, I can only see you on weekends because that's when I look good. And it just, this crazy relationship that I had with my body and food was so terrible. And so I was using these laxatives and I would hide these packets of laxatives from my parents. I'd be hiding them, not in the drawer, but behind the drawer. So you know how you can pull a drawer out and then there's space in there to put stuff? So I'd pull the drawer out and it'd be filled with packets of laxatives, and that I'd try and like throw out when my parents weren't home. And it, like, I would, because your body gets used to the laxatives and they no longer work. So then I would have to eat like a whole half of a packet before I got a reaction. And like now I'm like, no wonder I had so many gut issues. Even now I have a sensitive gut, so with all the stuff that I put it through. But yeah, like, so I was, you know, desperate. I was desperate to look good. And at this point, I was still a healthy weight. Like, all this time, I was never an unhealthy weight. And that's the saddest thing, is that people can be a healthy weight and be going through this stuff and nobody really notices or takes any second thought of it, because we think that to have an eating disorder, you've got to look a certain way. And it's really sad because I was going through all this stuff and I legit like just thought I was just being normal. This was just normal, and that's what everyone else online was doing, and you know, these diets were telling me to be like this, you know, because it was normal to only eat salad all the time and protein. So it was like, this is normal, yeah? Like, I'm not meant to eat carbohydrates. I'm not allowed to eat fattening foods. This is normal. This is what it's like to be healthy. And then I got to the point where I can't remember why, but I stopped the laxatives, and I was still on the hunt. I was still frantically always Googling like the next thing that I'm going to do. I did, you know, I was really happy with the whole salad thing. I was like, wow, eating healthy is great. Like, I get to eat as much salad as I want and I'm still losing weight. I was like, this is amazing. And then I'd be eating lots of salads all the time, but then like my weight would stop. I'd be like, oh, I'm still eating the same. What's going on? I'm still eating healthy. Why is my weight loss stopping? And now it's actually gaining, yet I'm still eating the same. Like, what the hell is going on? And then I just struggle with this whole battle of having this uncontrollable hunger, yet I was still only eating salads. I wasn't eating carbs, and yet my weight would just go back up again. And then so I'd go through these phases where I had to hide, or I was like trying my hardest to eat the right way, especially, you know, I was trying to impress this guy that I was dating and making new friends, etc., etc. Then I somehow on eBay, I started diving into weight loss pills and dieting pills, and I ended up finding one on eBay that I bought, and I did not know what the hell it was. It was just from Asia, and I just started taking it, and I was like, holy shit, this is actually working. Like, it was legit working. I had zero appetite and I was just buying this like weight loss stuff from Asia, not knowing what the heck was in it. Like, because I was so destructive back then, I just did not care. I just wanted to look skinny. And then I was taking this weight loss pill and it was working amazing. Like, I was like losing so much weight. And then I started noticing that my heart was palpitating and my heart was like really racing. And I started getting these blood noses and I was like freaking out. But at the same time, I was like, I can't stop taking this. And then there was one time where I got a letter. I think I got a letter from customs saying that they couldn't send my package because I was still ordering these pills from eBay. And then customs had sent me a letter saying that this was a pharmaceutical drug and that I couldn't take it. And I was like, oh my God, like, really? Is this like, this is a legit like thing that I'm not allowed to take? And then I started Googling it and then I realized that I was actually taking, it was actually legit like a pharmaceutical thing. And I'm not going to go into what it was because I don't want to like give anyone any ideas. but it's not a very good thing. I think some doctors still prescribe it, but basically it's very similar to amphetamines basically. And it was affecting my serotonin and my dopamine. It was making it so that my dopamine was increased. And that's why my appetite slowed down. But yeah, the side effects were very, very hard on me. And I was addicted to it. I was addicted to it because I was like, no, I need this. I need this. And then I was like, what am I going to do? And there was one point where I was with my boyfriend at the time and my heart was palpitating so fast. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And I told my boyfriend at the time, which was really, really hard for me because I was hiding this whole eating disorder from him. There was one point where I was complaining so much about my body early on in the relationship. That he almost broke up with me because he said, I'm so sick of you and your body stuff that he's like, I can't handle it anymore. Like, you're so obsessed with your body. You're so obsessed with food. And so I was hiding it from him because I didn't want to lose him. And so I, at this point, because I was staying at his house and my heart started palpitating, I was like, you need to take me to the doctors. I'm not well. And so he took me to the doctors and I didn't tell the doctor exactly what was going on. I just said I took diet pills, but I didn't tell him to the extent of what they were. And he just kind of brushed it off, actually. Like, looking back, I'm like, why didn't you see that I had an eating disorder? I guess, like, I can't keep on blaming other people, but it was hard for me to look back when I was going through my healing phase and forgiveness phase, like to forgive everyone around me, like forgive my parents and everything, because I felt angry towards them that they didn't get me help. But I've done all that forgiveness now and like everything's all good. But like then my boyfriend at the time, he was like, all right, I'm taking these pills, I'm getting rid of them. And then finally, I was done with that. But then because they were essentially like, they were actually having like serotonin and dopamine, etc., I went into really deep depression after that. Went into really deep depression. And I did decide to start working with a psychologist, but I started with like group therapy. So I was going to group therapy for eating disorders. And it was silly because it was like part of the binge eating disorders group, because at this point coming off these pills, I was binge eating like crazy. I was gaining weight so rapidly, like so rapidly. I gained like 20 kilos in a matter of months. which is like 40 pounds. And so I was going to these classes, but I just felt ridiculous because it was embarrassing. I'm like, because I was putting on weight at that point, but I was still really slim because I was coming off those pills. And so I just felt like an idiot because everyone else would have been, well, this is what my thoughts kept on telling me. Like, they're going to think, what the hell are you doing here? Like, you don't even need this. And I just felt like nobody understood what was going on in my head and the pain and the suffering that was going on in my head. And so I was going to these group therapy sessions, and I actually still have the books from those sessions. I got like a workbook, and even though I stopped going to the sessions because I was really embarrassed, I still kept the books, and I was still going through like all the mindful eating practices that I had learned from there. And that's why, like, that's where it all started, from that point where I spoke to the psychologists and they were like, dieting makes you want food more. And I was like, what? This doesn't make sense, but you need a diet to lose weight. And I just couldn't comprehend this at this young age of my early 20s. Like, I was like, what? And also, not just because I was young, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to give up this dieting mentality, which essentially for a lot of women is actually disordered eating. It really is. It's masked as healthy, being healthy, but they're avoiding so many foods and they're just demonizing so many foods that it is a disordered eating. And so it's sad for me to think that so many women are masking disordered eating and a poor relationship with food with these diets. And that's why I get so upset when I see people advocating things like cutting out carbs and keto, because I went through so much pain around that. And so that's why I guess I'm so passionate about helping women see that it's not the answer. It's not the answer. You've got to go within. And so basically after that, that still wasn't the end of it. Definitely not the end of it. That was still only the beginning. So I came off those pills and then I gained a whole bunch of weight. And that was really, really hard for me. Again, because I was so focused on having to look a certain way and have a certain image. And then I started just looking into more meal plans and online training programs. So I really got into, I got into calorie counting and I lost a bunch of weight before going to uni. So I was still like low carb all this time and my weight was fluctuating. But I do remember before starting uni, so I got into uni and prior to that, I went into deep depression. So I tried a few antidepressant medications, but they felt horrible. I tried so many different antidepressants and it was horrible. I was like, I can't live like this. Like, I felt so out of touch with me. Like, I just didn't even know. I felt like a walking mind fog. It was terrible. I just felt so disgusting. Like, I just didn't even know who I was anymore. And so I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to just stop everything. And with my doctor, you know, I was talking to my doctor and I was like, I don't want to be on anything. And then I decided, because I was going to start uni, I was like really motivated to lose the weight because I wanted to just be at my normal like size 10, which is Australian size 10. I just wanted to be at my Australian size 10 to 12 like before I started uni. So I went on a 1200 calorie diet and I did it. And it was awesome because I was like, cool, I just lost 20 pounds like eating 1200 calories. This is great. I've done it. Like, this is it. I'm done. You know, I'm starting uni and this is going to be great. And then, of course, after starting uni and being around all these girls, et cetera, I noticed that I was different in that I was bringing a salad to school every day and they were eating whatever they wanted. And I was like, what? This doesn't make any sense. And I really struggled with this for a while. And then I just developed this real anger and resentment towards myself about why do I have a poor metabolism? Why is this happening to me? Why can't I eat like they do? So then I'd binge eat. And then, of course, I gained lots of weight in a short period of time. And I was really struggling because going to uni, all I could wear, because I was a student too, I couldn't buy new clothes. So I remember having to wear the same tracksuit pants a lot of the time because they were the only thing that fit me. And I didn't have a job. I was at uni. I was living in another state away from my parents and I couldn't afford anything. So I had to basically wear the same tracksuit pants every single day because nothing else fit me. And I was so upset because these girls around me were so skinny, but like not in a bad way. They just were naturally slim and it was easy for them. And we'd go out to dinner and I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to have the steak and the veggies. And they'd order this large like risotto or large pasta. And I would look at them and be like, how do you eat that and stay so slim? And I was just completely bewildered. I was like, how do you eat carbs at night? Like, you're not meant to eat carbs at night if you want to be slim. I just don't get it. And I was struggling so much because all this time I had been in this little box of what the dieting world online was telling me. And I was so sucked into all of these books and all of these programs saying, no, you can't have carbs and blah, blah. And then I'm looking at these chicks and they're like tiny as, but not in an unnatural dieting way, like not in a bad way, just in an amazing, like just natural way. They're just small. And I was like, you're eating carbs. I just didn't get it. And I was like, I have such a slow metabolism. Why do I have such a slow metabolism? And after, like, I was at uni for 3 years, so I went through this whole stage of starting weight training, and I was like, you know, really big on the weights, and it did help me a lot to start and change my body in a good way. As in physically, it looked good and I was strong. I felt strong. I felt empowered doing weight training. And then I was doing my dieting still. I signed up for that eating plan that I talked about in the Healthy Eating podcast when I, the episode 6, I think it was, where I talk about how I signed up with a personal trainer online and they wrote out meal plans for me, etc., etc. I started doing all that. And all the same while, I was just like, these girls are naturally slim and I'm not. That was kind of how I viewed it. And then I got to the point where I was like, you know what? If these girls, like, because I was spending a lot of time with these girls, I even lived with them at one point. And I was like, you know what? Like, I don't think I have to be different to them. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out how they get to eat carbs and how they get to eat whatever they want and they get to be slim. And it was at that point where I like decided that if somebody else gets to have a fast metabolism, I do too. And I was like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out what it's going to take for me to be like that because I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to be the girl that has to diet for her whole life. I don't want to be like that anymore. There has to be a way. And so I set it as my mission. That was my mission. I was like, I don't want to be this girl anymore. I don't want to be that girl who's constantly looking for the low fat, low carb options or whatever. It's like, I can't have something that's fattening. And no, I can't. I don't eat any cake. No, thanks. I don't have that. I didn't want to be that person anymore. I wanted to be somebody that just enjoyed life, had fun, had enjoyed food, and naturally ate healthy because it was the easy thing to do because I wasn't binge eating all the time because I felt deprived. And that's really what I set out to create. And that really kind of marks the beginning of a 5-year journey of changing my mindset around food, because there wasn't stuff out there like that's why I've created this stuff. Yeah, that's why I've created this, because it wasn't available to me. Nobody said to me, hey, look at your mindset. Everybody just gave me, here, I'm going to slap on a meal plan for you and an exercise, and this is how you lose weight. This is what it takes. You just have to follow this. And I get frustrated because why didn't anyone tell me that it was my mindset? But I can't blame other people, and that's why I have to do this. I have to create this for you because I want to be that person that tells you that it isn't about how much you eat and how much you exercise. I know that plays a role, but that isn't your issue. That isn't your issue. Otherwise, you would have fixed it by now. And I can't, like, I know that, like, I get passionate. I almost sound angry about it, but I'm sick of seeing people think that it's just about the food and the exercise when it isn't. It isn't, it isn't, it isn't. Like, you have to go in your mind. You have to shift your thoughts and the way your energy is around food in order to have a faster metabolism. And it does. It takes time, and you have to be committed to changing your thoughts and shifting them. But yeah, like, the other thing that I had to realize around metabolism and what I see other people doing is that I was looking at these women and saying to myself, wow, they must have a fast metabolism because they're eating a bowl of risotto for dinner. But what people don't realize, and what I didn't realize, was that in actual fact, I was eating more than them. So when I added everything up, like, not physically, like, I didn't add any everything up, but I realized that they were eating whatever they wanted, but they were eating in moderation and they were eating consistently. And it wasn't so much their metabolism, but the fact that they were eating consistently, and therefore their weight just remained the same. They didn't gain weight. And so I realized that this, and other people do this, it's like this perception of, oh, you've got a fast metabolism, I've got a slow metabolism. And it's like there's not that much difference between everyone's metabolisms. Like, there just literally isn't that much of a difference. We all have the capability to change it, and it's not something that you're stuck with. Like, metabolism changes, like I've always been saying, because your body is adapting each day to what you're doing. So I tomorrow, and I'll talk about what happened to me when I went to Bali, and I can go back to that place that I was at. The same way as how I got there, I can go back. And so this whole thing around metabolism, it's just a stupid mindset to have, because it's not about that. And when I looked at what these women were doing compared to what I was doing, I wasn't giving myself permission to eat. And because I wasn't giving myself permission to eat, I couldn't ever feel satisfied around food. And because I never felt satisfied around food, I couldn't lose the weight. And so it wasn't about my metabolism. And it's not about metabolism as such, the way that people perceive it to be all about metabolism. It's like, no, it's like they allowed themselves to have the risotto if they wanted the risotto. They weren't going home and binge eating on blocks of chocolate because they couldn't have the freaking risotto. You know, and that's what I was doing. It's like, okay, so I was eating salad 5 days of the week, but then on the weekends I'd have my cheat meals and completely blow everything out of proportion. Of course I was gaining weight. Of course I wasn't maintaining my weight or losing it. Like, it was all over the shop because my mindset was all over the shop. My energy was all over the shop. The whole dieting industry is all over the shop. So yeah, like, that whole thing about metabolism. But basically what happened from there really was this long journey through eating psychology, because the real issue that I had, even which I notice a lot of women do when they're healthy eaters, they're constantly searching for food to give them something. Like this, I don't know, it's kind of also too, we glamorize healthy food. So we're kind of looking for the ultimate healthy kind of solution to everything. It's like, oh, let me get this fancy protein bar because of the antioxidants and blah, blah, blah. Like, we're constantly searching for something in food that isn't just, hey, it's just fucking food. Like, you just eat it to get full. Like, yes, there's the importance of micronutrients. I get that. But what I'm trying to describe is this other feeling that we get where we're expecting food to give us something that's just a feeling. And we're searching for a feeling when we're searching for the answer to the dieting. It's just a feeling. It's a feeling of, I'm doing a good job around food. You know, I'm succeeding at this whole healthy eating thing. And so we get caught up in that feeling of needing to be like perfect around food and to have this persona of like, yeah, I'm a healthy eater and I'm going to have like the cacao beans with the goji berries. No thanks to the Kit Kat, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, it's that mentality and that relationship to food that we develop. And so, like, I had to overcome that. So yeah, anyway, after uni, I had done a lot of work during uni, and I had got, like, I'd done some eating psychology work, and I started to become much, much better around food, like loads, loads better. But I was still afraid of food in the sense that I was still quite scared of carbohydrates and still kind of all over the shop. And then when I came back from uni and I moved in with some housemates, I was still struggling around food. I was still hiding food and going to the bakery when my housemates like couldn't notice, and I'd binge and come back home and I'd eat like my housemate's Nutella. And it sounds like it was really like subtle, and it's like, what's the big deal? But it was still that relationship with food where it was that push and pull between dieting and binging, and it was still bothering me. I was like, this is in my head, it's not good. And then I started CrossFit. I started CrossFit, and then I was like, oh my God, yes, this is the answer. Everyone's doing CrossFit and everyone's on paleo. And this was like, when was this? This is when it first started, what it felt like to me. It was literally like 7 years ago. Because 7 years ago that I started the whole paleo thing and CrossFit, and I was eating paleo and I started doing CrossFit, and my gosh, I lost weight quickly. It was like, yes, finally, I know how to be a healthy eater. It's all about paleo, like grains are the enemy and all this stuff. And I was like, right, this is the answer to everything. Like, I've been seeing my naturopath, and my naturopath said that I've got like yeast issues, and I have to cut out sugar and I have to cut out grains. I was like, paleo is the best. I'm not eating any sugar and I'm doing CrossFit 5 days a week. And I was like, yes, this is amazing. Yes. And, you know, typically what that, I mean, you can all relate to this. You're on a high, you're looking great, you're just, you feel on top of the world, like, yes, I'm nailing it, I'm doing this, and I feel so good, and all my clothes fit amazing, and I'm confident, I have so much energy. And then you have something to eat that's not paleo, or you have some sugar. And oh my fucking God, it feels amazing. And you're just trying to deny the fact that it feels amazing, but it feels amazing. And you can't hide the fact that it feels amazing. And then it just becomes this push and pull of, no, I can't have that. Oh, but I want it. No, don't have that. Oh, but I want it. Oh, I can't stop thinking about it. And then it just ends up tumbling down at the point where you've lost the weight, you feel bad and you feel guilty because you're gonna have something that you're not meant to have that's not paleo. And then you're like, no, this is just a cheat meal. I'm just gonna have this cheat meal and then it'll be all good. I'm gonna go back on track tomorrow. And then you have this big meal, but you do feel guilty. And then in the back of your head, you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna gain weight now. Shit, like it's all going downhill. And then that's like a domino effect from there because those thoughts start taking over and then you just start piling it back on. And then it's like just this vicious cycle because your thoughts are coming back of, oh, I'm such a fat pig. I'm a slob. I've got a slow metabolism. I don't have any willpower. And all these thoughts start coming back and then they just perpetuate the exact behaviors that you spent all that time trying to avoid. And then of course you don't want to go to CrossFit anymore because you're like, fuck, everyone's gonna see that I'm gaining weight and I look terrible. So then that's exactly what I went through. I stopped going to CrossFit and then I was paying all this money to CrossFit, but I'd stopped going because I was like, oh yes, I'm doing 5 sessions a week and this is amazing. I'm so fit and blah, blah. And then it was like, oh crap. Like now I feel like a slob. I've been binge eating. I don't feel like going to CrossFit because I feel heavy and I feel lethargic and I feel gross. And how embarrassing. They're all going to know that I've put on weight. And so then I just went through all of that stuff. And then I was like, okay, I'm not doing CrossFit anymore. And then I can't remember what ended up happening with the whole paleo thing, but it was freaking ridiculous because I was binge eating on nuts and that wasn't helping my digestive system at all. And then I think it took me to go to a Chinese doctor, which I think I've talked about before. It took me to go to a Chinese doctor who said to me, what the freak are you doing eating so many nuts? Like it's not helping you. And your high fat diet is not helping your polycystic ovaries at all. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like fat is healthy. And then he was like, yeah, no, like too much. It's too much. And he was like this old school Asian guy. And I got so angry with him. I was like, don't you tell me not to have so much fat. And like, you know, I mean, looking back now, I mean, yeah, like why the hell would you binge eat on so many nuts? It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, that was like my whole paleo phase. And so after that, I was seeing, yeah, I think I've talked about this before where I was seeing the naturopath, and then I went to the Chinese doctor as well. I started taking like lots of hormonal things. I was taking Vitex and a combination of different Chinese medicines. And I did a good 9 months of naturopath and Chinese medicine, which is, I'm committed to investing in my health. Like that was thousands of dollars and I'm so happy and you know, I just think that your health above all you should be investing in. Because it's so, so important. And I'm so happy that I did that with the naturopath and the Chinese doctor because my gut is so much better now and my polycystic ovaries are all healed up. I no longer have cysts. And so, like, I cannot recommend that kind of stuff enough. But, you know, the food stuff and everything like that, at that point, that year, I was fully diving into intuitive eating after that. I was listening to content every single day about dropping the dieting mentality. I did daily practices. I did daily meditations and journalings, et cetera, on how to change my mindset around food. The thing is, there wasn't really anyone out there that specifically talked about the law of attraction. And that's why I'm doing it, because I couldn't really find that information when I needed it. And also somebody that actually just gave me no bullshit stuff around calories and how much food to eat. Because even though, you know what, I spent years learning about eating psychology, but it was actually a personal trainer who said to me, "Why are you eating so low calorie?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? Like, what do you mean?" She's like, added up how much I was eating each day. And she was like, "Well, of course you freaking have a slow metabolism. Like, you're eating low calorie all the time. That's why your weight is fluctuating." I was like, "What? What? No, calories are bad. Don't count calories. No, calories are bad. You eat healthy. It's all about eating healthy." This was what I kept on saying in my head. And I was like, "No, please don't try to tell me about your calorie stuff, because calories are the enemy." And so she was like, "No, but you don't get it. Like, you're not eating enough food." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Just eat 2,000 calories per day and you'll notice the difference." And I was like, "What? No, 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 no. If I start eating 2,000 calories per day, I'm going to get so freaking fat. What the hell? And eating carbs? Are you insane?" Like, this is what was going through my head. And then at this point, I was like, you know what? Like, at that point, I just, because I forgot to tell you this part, right? Because I had gained a whole bunch of weight after the whole paleo stuff and the naturopath and the Chinese doctor, etc. I went to the naturopath and then I moved house. I went back home. I was super depressed that year because I went through a breakup and the guy that I was dating was really image focused and I felt like I had to be really perfect. And he even, like, he suggested things that I should do to myself anyway. I'm not going to go into that, but he was very image focused. And I was really, I think, you know, I was attracting these boyfriends that were really image focused because I was still not appreciating my body. And then I was really depressed that year after the breakup and I was binge eating. But then I decided to go on a holiday on Kentucky. And in order to go on this holiday, I was like, "Well, shit, I can't go on this holiday now. Like, I look like a freaking slob." You know, I was at my heaviest weight. And I was like, "Oh, crap. Okay, what am I going to do now? I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going to eat a shitload of salad and I'm not going to eat any carbs and I'm just going to not eat sugar and I'll be right." And so that's what I did. So I lost about 10 pounds before I went on this holiday and I actually looked pretty good on the holiday. Like, I've always been that person that exercises and lifts weights. So I looked good. Like, even people say to me, like, "You never looked bad." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. Like, now I know that, but it's not about that. It's about the freaking hell that I put myself through in my own head and around food and the whole dieting stuff." And if you look at me now and you think, "Well, why are you so slim now?" It's like, well, because I stopped all that bullshit that I was doing and I just became my natural self. Anyway, so I came back from Kentucky. I started binge eating a hell of a lot and I gained so much weight. And that was the point where I just was like, enough, enough. I've done that much work around eating psychology. I've done so much shit. this is it. And I'm just going to follow what this personal trainer said about eating 2,000 calories per day because I'm sick of this. I do not care if I gain weight. I do not care anymore. I am sick of this. I'm just going to focus on everything that I've learned and I'm going to fucking implement it. And I'm going to eat these 2,000 calories a day. And I just went with it. And I went with it with like, with all that stuff that I teach about in the 3-day manifest weight loss, I kept that mindset. I kept that energy and it fucking worked. And then I got, because I was counting calories, but I was really intuitive about it. I wasn't, the difference was that I wasn't like, this is what I'm meant to follow. It was more like, what do I feel like eating and how much does that add up to? Because I'm curious. It was more like tracking and investigating rather than following a diet. But anyway, and then I only did that for 3 months and I lost a bit of weight just doing that. But then I was like, you know, calorie counting's not really aligned for me anymore. And so I just stopped because I was at that point where I was so intuitive and I was so in touch with my body and connected with it and my mindset was in check. And I had such a good relationship with food. I was like, yeah, calorie counting just doesn't make sense for me right anymore. And if you told me to count calories today, it wouldn't be aligned for me right now. And that's why I get sick of people saying you should count macros, because macros are great, but if somebody's not aligned with it and it's not the right thing for them to do because they've got a fucked up mentality with food, then no, it's not going to help them at all. Like, so it's not about just saying that there's one strategy that people should follow, even though counting macros are great. And even though that personal trainer helped me so much by telling me just to eat more calories, it helped me. It did. Like, it changed my metabolism forever to eat more calories. Like, I'm so grateful for that moment that I counted macros because there were so many other people demonizing counting macros. And then it's like, no, it's not about that. It's not about the method being bad. It's all about the mentality people have around food and people have this dieting mindset. It's not that anything is bad or anything is good. Like, it's the way that you view it, the relationship that you have with it. And so, like, stop thinking that there's this one solution that's the way that everyone should do it. It's like, yeah, people can suggest things or you can like do something and try it or whatever, but it's got to be aligned to you because you've got to have a good relationship with it and it's got to feel easy to you. It's got to feel easy. Whatever you're going to have to do, it's got to feel easy because if you're making it feel hard, it's going to be hard. And so that's pretty much like what happened. And after that time, like I said, like it just, everything just happened. Like my life just changed because I applied everything that I had learned. And that's how I came up basically with the No Diet Babe Academy. Like the No Diet Babe Academy was when I created that, I was like, this is all the information that I've learned put into one. It's basically like I talk about the macros in one section too, and I talk about how I did it intuitively. But that's kind of towards the end of it. Pretty much the rest of it is all about how I created a life where I was no longer a dieter and an emotional eater. And pretty much any woman, if you can relate to what I've just spoken about, all of it, then the No Diet Babe Academy is created for you because it's the way that I speak in that course is like I'm speaking kindly to your higher self and then I kick the ass of your ego where I say you're actually eating for reasons other than hunger. And I'm trying to bang that into the ego and say, hey, it's not about dieting. It's not about finding, you know, the chocolate protein bar to replace your sweet cravings. No, You get to have sweet cravings. You get to satisfy them. If you're having to diet, the problem is that you're searching for something, a feeling that isn't going to be given to you by food. And so in that course, I'm speaking to that ego part of you, that part of you that is just searching for a feeling, and how to get to meet those unmet needs. Because that's when you get to drop the dieting mentality. You get to just be fucking you and just create a life where you're no longer this disordered dieting person anymore. It's like you're just you. And how amazing is it that that version of you also gets to look fucking hot? Because it's you. That's who you're born to be. Like, you have the potential to be the best version of yourself. And it's not with this fucked up mentality around food. It gets to be fun. It gets to be easy. You get to have a life where you love food and it loves you. It doesn't have to be difficult. And so that's what the No Diet Babe Academy is all about. So I'm actually going to put the link in the show notes for that. It's my most comprehensive course, in the sense that there's 4 modules. It's jam-packed with info. There's worksheets, there's meditations, there's everything like that. So if you're an emotional eater, yo-yo up and down in weight, that's the course for you. That's the course that's being created from the mentality of, I need to help these women that have disordered eating. That's really what it's all about, is getting away from your eating disorder mentality and creating a life where you have food freedom. But you also understand, because there's a lot of people out there teaching about food freedom, but they're not then giving anyone any guidance about macros and how to figure all that out. Because it's not like I was saying, it's not like you have to do that, but it helped me so much. And I felt like nobody told me that I owe it to women to tell them that stuff. Because it's not about, like, some people have this perception of macros and go, oh, I've got to follow these macros. It's not the macros, it's the mentality of investigating, hey, how much can I eat before I put on weight? How much can I eat? And it's more of a, like, an investigation rather than anything. That's my perception of it anyway. But the other thing that I wanted to say that I mentioned before was how, because this episode is getting so long, but I have to tell you this. It's a time that I went to Bali earlier this year. And I was really struggling with my acne, which, if you follow my stories, I actually talked about a supplement that I've been taking that's really helped with my acne. And funnily enough, which I mentioned in my stories as well, if you look at what it is, it's a carbocyclic sugar. And I was like, holy shit, like, the answer to my acne and stuff like that was actually a type of sugar that's found in grains. And I'm like, is this a connection? Is this because I spent so many years avoiding carbs and grains that now, like, ironically, the solution is the sugar? But anyway, so the name of the supplement is inositol. And so inositol, and there are studies that show that it helps in improve women's polycystic ovarian issues. So yeah, if you want more info, feel free to DM me. But then I went to Bali for the Manifestation Babe retreat, and because, like, I'm a real intuitive eater, and I went from cold Melbourne to hot, humid Bali, it affected my appetite a bit. Like, the heat, I think, like, I didn't really feel like eating a lot of food and a lot of carbohydrates. So I was not eating as much food as I would here back in Melbourne, because I eat a fair bit. And we were doing yoga every day. We were really active, whereas when I go to work, I'm not as active. So, you know, there was a big shift in my energy requirements and compared to how much I was eating. And then when I came back from Bali and I started eating my normal diet, then of course there was that bit of period, which happens to everyone when you change your diet. And this is why I just want to tell you, like, this is just normal, that when you make a change in your diet, it, your body's going to fluctuate a bit. So then, because I went from lower carb to higher carb, I was retaining a bit more water. I was like feeling a little bit more sluggish and bloated, until my body kind of adapted to my back, like returning back to my normal Melburnian diet, right? And so this is okay. Whereas most of the time when this happens, women freak the fuck out and they start feeling really bad about themselves and the negative thoughts come back. Whereas I was just like, okay, cool, this will be fine. Yeah, like I admit I did have moments of like doubt and like, oh, okay, I'm craving a lot of sugar right now. What's going on? And I did kind of freak out too because I'd spent time with some women, like I said, like I've said before, the dieting mentality can be contagious. And I have to be really careful that I don't allow myself to fall for like this whole dieting mentality. And when women start talking about food too much, I'm like, ah, stop, stop, stop. You know, it's all dieting mentality. And I just had to go back through my processes that I teach about in my courses and shifting my feelings and focusing on feeling good and having a good relationship with food, not seeing food as the enemy, not having crazy food rules. And then it was all good. Like I felt like myself again and it all just leveled itself out. But like I said, like I equally have the, I could equally like go right now, I could go on a really strict diet and say, I'm going to cut out sugar. I'm going to cut out carbohydrates. And eventually, if I developed a really poor relationship with food and I allowed my thoughts to get really negative again, I guarantee you, I would go back to how I was with the whole fluctuating weight and going heavy again. Because it can happen to anyone. And so it isn't just like, hey, I'm lucky, or hey, I've got a fast metabolism. It's that I practice a certain set of beliefs and thought patterns that allow me to, that keep me, my behaviors and actions in line with somebody whose weight doesn't fluctuate a whole heap. And that's really all it is. And it's, anyone can do that. And it's not about following some crazy diet or following all this information that you get from a lot of crazy websites online, and to just be careful what you choose to believe and what you allow yourself to believe, and be careful of the dieting mentality. That's really it. And like I've said, it's that emotional eating, that you're searching for food to give you something that it's not able to give you, pretty much. But anyway, I'm going to shut up now. This is like the longest episode ever. I'm sorry, guys. I hope that you've enjoyed it all. I'm really just hoping that it can inspire you to know that no matter where you've been with your disordered eating or your dieting mentality or your fluctuating weight or having been called fat your whole life, I just want you to know that it's possible to change, and please believe in yourself, because I believe in you, and I just know that if I've been through all that shit and I've just been the worst person around food, if I can change, then you can too. And anyway, I hope you have a lovely day wherever you are, and I love you, and please just look after yourself, have self-compassion, self-love. And I'll put the link to the No Diet Babe Academy in the show notes. So if this episode has resonated with you, please look into that course, because I created it for you especially. Okay, babe, I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.